Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, first up, Broadway's Swept Away, which was announced as closing last week, you'll recall. Well, it has gotten what I assume will be a brief reprieve. As I've said, these closings are often announced in hopes of sudden ticket buyers. Well, we'll see. Seems at least two more weeks to be swept away by this one. The others to close soon are Suff, Stereophonic, Hills of California, and Back to the Future. Now, continuing my amazement at how many female playwrights are on our stages, well, I saw three shows this past week. Yep, all penned by women. Now, playing on Broadway now at the Hayes Theater, also named, by the way, after a famous actress, is Cult of Love, written by Leslie Headland. This is a perfectly timed Home for the Holidays piece, though what begins as a cheery reunion in a New England farmhouse, decked out like Santa's workshop, well, it ends as your basic collective meltdown. The four Dahl, D-A-H-L, that's a family name, children are now in their late 20s through early 40s and come equipped with, well, probably long-term grudges. Though Ginny, the passive-aggressive control freak of a mom, played very well by Mare Winningham, will not admit any problems, doubts, or identities that violate her sense of Christian propriety. Who cares if her husband Bill is hovering on the edge of Alzheimer's? Ignore it. It'll go away. Frankly, the characters are types, if not downright cliches. The parents cuddly, those blinders on, the Christians blessed but bigoted, the drug addicts irresponsible but lively, the lesbians pissed off, and the Jew also angry and pissed off. Well, that leaves Zachary Quinto to play the one character that's kind of supposed to be the play's moral center, a lawyer, but he nearly topples over from all the angst. The show has everything eventually, including addiction, creeping dementia, plenty of religion, which grows a bit tiresome. Poor Shailene Woodley has to have the ugliest meltdown on that front. And did I mention this is kind of a comedy? Anyway, overall, Cult of Love will be more relatable than you imagine. When you hear lines like it or not, you are the parents now. Well, they resonate. And then off-Broadway, on the Upper West, I hit first the WP, as in Women Project, venue, where Mrs. Stern Wanders the Prussian State Library, written by Jenny Lean Bader, is playing. Now, this one deals with a name from the past, that being the controversial, provocative German-born Hannah Arendt. She is a philosopher, of course, who diagnosed the roots of 20th century totalitarianism and wrote in a famous essay that the convicted Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann embodied, quote, the banality of evil. This 90-minute play, which had a previous successful run at 59 East 59th, is a three-character piece that takes place in a jail cell. Primarily, the conversation is between the prisoner, that's Hannah, and her increasingly understanding guard. You were in the Prussian State Library, he says accusingly. Yes, I go there all the time, she says. I didn't realize that would be of interest to the police. The play is somewhat illuminating, sometimes too resonant for comfort, and a tad slow, but it's always intriguing to catch an important historical voice in her early years. Ironically, the same day that I saw the show, a New York obituary was for one Jerome Cohn, who devoted his career to defending and disseminating the work of Hannah Arendt. This one is up for a few more weeks. Again, that's the WP Theater on the Upper West. Now, even more off Broadway and even more Upper West was Frank and Me. That's Linda Miller's personal take on her lifelong crush on Old Blue Eyes. This one was, or is, depending on response, in a limited run at the Triad on the Upper West on 72nd Street. You're in a music club, two drink minimum, etc. It'll play at least December 22nd next, I think. There are four performers here. One is a violinist, an excellent one, and more if you get pulled on stage to join in a number. No, thank you. These are all Sinatra songs, even duets, with one playing Sinatra, another impersonating Elvis and Ella. The standout may be 16-year-old Robert Levy, who sings a few tunes as the young Frank. Apparently some 200 young men auditioned for this chance. I'm telling you, Robert Levy is a name worth remembering. And then I streamed a show. Yep, who knew of the League of Livestream Theater? Well, I do now. And on a freezing night, it came in very handy. That's where the George Street Playhouse in New Brunswick is premiering Jean and Gilda. It's a nice two-hander about the love affair, marriage, and too early death of the actor Gene Wilder and the comedian Gilda Radner. She was the one who died, of course. Written by Carrie Gitter, the show is narrated by the two actors directly to the audience. And there was a live one simultaneously, by the way. The show has nice lines. That's emotional blackmail. It's my favorite kind. It's fair to say it's in the development stage, but I would not be surprised to see this one done other places. And it remains available now through most of December. Overall, now Times Square is deep into the holidays. I had house guests last week who saw 8 shows in 5 days, including a record-breaking 3 in one day. That was only possible because Oh Mary! Exclamation point had an unusual 5 p.m. performance, so they could run from a 2 o'clock and later back to the 7 or 8 o'clock. I will say they saw quite a few understudies, including for the lead of Oh Mary!, which may be the only risk in seeing all these shows as they near their closing dates, or because the actors need and deserve a holiday break too. One thing critics are doing in all forms of culture now, well, listing their favorites of the season and so on. Well, I won't do that. But I was thinking of my favorite performances. Rather than go with the big obvious ones, I'm going with 3 no one else will mention if they even remember. One was Scott Shepard, who played the narrator for Gatz, G-A-T-Z, reading virtually every line in Fitzgerald's book for some 7 hours. And then there was Dana Watkins, a young actor who was one of the stars in the otherwise forgettable Goldberg Variations at the Theater for New City. All I can say is remember that name. And then there was Diego Andres Rodriguez, who was the understudy for the leading man in Sunset Boulevard. The day I went, I at first thought, oh, darn, knowing the regular performer won awards in London in the role played by in the film by William Holden, knowing that he wasn't going to be in the show. But you know what? Rodriguez was mesmerizing, charismatic, sexy, and obviously memorable. Anyway, lots to come for the 2025 season, which we'll be discussing as we move along. Speaking of major performances and performers, a few familiar names like George Clooney, Kieran Culkin, Denzel Washington, and Jake Gyllenhaal are all heading to Broadway. I will be seeing Eureka Day, starring Bill Irwin and Jessica Heck, this coming week, and I'll share thoughts on that one. I will also be reviewing the latest version of a little show you may have heard of called Gypsy. Yep. Stay tuned, and I'll see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens. Produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.